Miranda Carter, Director of Consultation and Communication for HS2 Limited. Morning, Miranda.
Good morning, Shane.
First question I've got to ask you is, why didn't you join me on Sunday night?
At the debate, well, I think the role of HS2 is to provide information and evidence about the project and not really to get drawn into political debate. So we're having a roadshow up and down the line of route, and as you said, today we're in Kenilworth with our engineers and environmentalists and others to talk to people locally about what the government's plans are and to hear what they have to say about it.
You don't feel you could have been there just to give us information then without being drawn into... I mean, it wasn't a particularly political... But if you call the future of people's houses and their homes and the countryside political debate, then I suppose they were, but a lot of people just wanted you to be there to give them some information.
Well, our concern was that we are providing information and evidence as we go up and down the route, and a lot of this is best done by dialogue.
Do you think you're providing information, given, I mean, there was somebody, the lady there was saying, look, you know, I asked a load of questions and the answer to every question was, well, I can't give you the details, I can't give you the answers to that question. That doesn't sound like she was getting any kind of answer.
Well, I'm quite surprised by that, because I was in Kenilworth yesterday, and as I am today, and, you know, I was seeing quite a lot of dialogue and questioning and discussion going on around me. The point is, there isn't every detail confirmed on this project, because there'll be a decision taken at the end of this year as to whether the project does actually move forward. So it's not at the level of detail that it will be if there is a decision taken to move forward with the project.
In terms of the information that you've been given as well, and I looked at some of it, very technical information. Too technical, do you think, or do you think you got that about right?
It's very difficult, because there is a lot of evidence there and some of it is quite technical. So what we've tried to do at the roadshows is sort of bring people along to explain it. We've done a number of fact sheets on the different areas, and if people are interested in the technical side, and quite a lot of people are, I mean, you know, this is sort of intelligent people coming along, and we suggest that they do read the business case and they do read the appraisal sustainability, all of which are up on our website. So what we've tried to do is provide a kind of different range of information with a different level of detail that will suit the individual person.
Have a listen to one of the local MPs, Jeremy Wright, MP for Kenilworth and Southam. What he had to say.
There are two major problems. The first problem with HS2 is the business case. There are serious flaws with the business case for HS2. But the other problem with HS2 is it simply follows the wrong route. In my view, if you're going to do high-speed rail, you should follow an existing transport corridor. That way, you do less environmental damage. If you're going to do this, you should do it properly.
Has he got a point?
Well, I'd respond to both of those points, really. On the business case, the economic case is there for everyone to sort of read and assess and come to their own views on. But we believe that for every £1 spent, there will be £2 of benefit. So we believe there is a clear business case. He's got an interesting point on the transport corridors, and a number of people have actually raised that. When our engineers were looking at a possible route, they did indeed look at the M1, the M40, West Coast Main Line, the Chilterns Line. I mean, those are the big sort of transport corridors. But at the end, those routes didn't suit. And the one we're putting forward is really the one that gives us the sort of best benefits in terms of the engineering, in terms of the environment, and in terms of the cost.
And in terms of the roadshow and, you know, the visibility of the government behind you, I mean, again, the Transport Secretary wasn't at our debate. You weren't at the debate. You're having to front the public out on the roadshows as well. And again, in various consultation processes, the Transport Secretary has been conspicuous by his absence. Do you feel you've kind of been shoved out there into the light to deal with this, and you're taking the brunt of this as a company?
Absolutely not. It's been really important to do these roadshows to explain the government's position and really hear it firsthand from people what they think, and also the kind of the local implications as well. I mean, we've had over sort of 30,000 people through our door on these roadshows, and we hope to get over 35,000 by the end. That's a lot of people, and it's been very interesting to hear people's views. What I must say is that people do have to respond to the consultation formally, get onto our website and do it on web, do it online, or actually just write in, because we can hear those views and take them back into the project. But it's really important that they actually lodge them properly with the independent company that will be reviewing all their responses and preparing an independent report which will go to the Secretary of State.